Hello, I'm Heidi and I work at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. I'm going to talk about the public health profiles and how to work with them in public health. I'm going to talk about the 2012 Act on Public Health, about the data sources we use to make the public health profiles, talk about the health information tools from the Norwegian Institute of Public Health, of which there are several, and also about the municipal, city district and county public health profiles. First of all, the Act on Public Health. It went into law in 2012, and according to that law, municipalities and other districts are supposed to have sufficient overview over the health conditions and risk and protective factors of the population. Now, sufficient is a very woolly word in English. It's the same in Norwegian. However, there are some provisions to the law. The overview that they're supposed to have is supposed to be based on information made available by the authorities, that will be us, the Norwegian Institute of Public Health, information from municipal health, such as school nurses, physicians, and so on, and also knowledge about the population, about the municipalities, about local conditions in general. We at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health have several different data sources for what we do. These data sources are, among other things, the Norwegian registries, which follow you from birth to death, that is, from the Medical Birth Registry of Norway to the Cause of Death Registry. And if you want to have a further look at this, just pause the screen now. Other data sources we use are health surveys, mainly made by Statistics Norway. We use the state payment system for general practitioners. We use school surveys and many different kinds of population records. The information tools we have are the public health profiles, the data banks, and the public health report, and they all tie together. The process means how we deal with data. First, we select indicators. Then we standardize them, looking at things like age standardization or standardization by gender. We put the indicators into the municipal data bank or into NorHealth, the county database. Then we extract the indicator for use in the public health profiles, and the indicator is also extracted for use in the public health report. This is what the public health profiles look like. We have here a county report, a city district report, and a municipal report. And I'm going to be talking as if there were only municipal reports, because otherwise you will be very, very confused very fast. But rest assured, they all have the same user interface and they look very similar on the inside. Incidentally, we occasionally translate one of these into English. So on our web pages, you will find the 2012 report and the 2019 report for one specific municipality translated into English. This is what they look like on the inside. The first page has the main features. It tells you something in general about the health of the population. And that is the page we want you to show people who are allergic to numbers, because that is where we say everything in words. Then there are the central pages where we write a kind of short essay about some specific topics. And then there's the last page for the barometer. And the barometer I'm going to be coming back to a lot. These public health profiles have accessible information about the population and the population's health. We interpret statistics so that nobody has to invent the wheel on their own. We give visual depictions, such as the use of colors, the public health barometer that I'm going to talk more about. There are figures and diagrams and graphs and ways to put health into a visual perspective. The annual topics from the last few years, in 2019, it's childhood conditions, and in 2018, it was alcohol and drugs. This is what the barometer, the last page, looks like. It has around 34 different indicators. It shows the municipality and health in a municipality compared to the whole country and its county. And it also shows the spread of results within the county, and it shows whether something is good, bad, or neutral. If we enlarge it a bit, if there's a green dot, it means that something is significantly better than the country as a whole. If it's red, it's significantly worse than the country as a whole. If the dot is yellow, it's not significantly different. It can still be there can still be a trend. You might want to look at whether this is something that has been going on for a while, but a yellow dot means it's not significant. If the dot is white, with a dot, black dot in the middle, it means it's significantly different, but not necessarily good nor bad. And if the dot is all white, it means not significantly different and not good or bad. There's also the grey diamond. It means this is where the county average is. So you can see how your municipality is placed compared to the rest of the county. And there's the red line going down the middle, which shows the country average. We also show, as I said, the spread between the county's municipalities. That would be the light grey field. And in the white field with black edges means this is the best there is. For instance, something like smoking in pregnancy. Ideally, we would like that to be zero for Norway, obviously. But there isn't a municipality that has managed that yet. So instead, we've selected the 10 best municipalities and we show their levels so you can tell how the municipality you're looking at places in accordance with that. So that is your target for now. This is the barometer again, and the barometer has live links. You can go straight from the barometer to the public health databases. If you click here, you end up here. That is, you can get straight from the indicator name to the statistics bank, and it will show you the municipality you are in compared to its county and the whole country. If you click down here at the indicator descriptions, you will end up in a much larger indicator description in the metadata for the specific indicator that you have selected.